everyone, and welcome to episode 7 of the Wrapped in Wool podcast. I'm your host, Becky, and today's date is September 28th, 2014. And it is a beautiful morning here. It's a little chilly, but I've got the window open, and I'm sitting upstairs in the sitting room and decided to record early this morning because today is a me day, in quotation marks. My husband doesn't get very many weekends off, so when he does, I at least take one day for me. That doesn't mean I'm not going to do any chores or anything, because I find it really hard not to do chores, but I am definitely going to make time for knitting and catching up on some shows, and obviously I'm recording this podcast, so I'm off to a good start. So the window is open, and you'll probably hear some road noise and maybe some birds. I've heard a few already this morning, but it's just too nice of a morning to keep the window closed. Today's segments include up next, finished objects, in progress, events and cows, a contest, and on the nightstand. And I realize I just said that all in the wrong order, so I apologize for that. I have my notes in front of me, and I still didn't pay attention. You can find me on Instagram as Wrapped in Wool. I'm Westerly Whimsies on Ravelry, and there's a Wrapped in Wool podcast group there too. I'm on Twitter as Westerly Whimsy without the S, and show notes can be found at wrappedinwool.weebly.com. So let's get started, shall we? In progress. Right now, as I talk, I am working on my Rhinebeck sweater, which is actually the pattern Hop, H-O-P-P, by Madeline, or Yarn Madness, on Ravelry. I think I might have mentioned in previous podcasts that this is a free pattern. It is not. It's probably about $4 or $5, the standard price for patterns these days, and I'm using Madeline Tosh Vintage in the Dahlia colorway, and I'm almost done with the second ball, and I'm a good maybe five-ish inches past where I separated for the sleeves, so it's coming along nicely. The only mods that I've made is the button band. I didn't read through the whole pattern before I started, and I guess she does the buttonholes afterwards using some kind of crochet method, which I wasn't really sure about, and since I wanted this done by Rhinebeck, I didn't really want to have to try a new technique. So I have incorporated buttonholes into my button band, and I like pretty good button band, like, I don't know, how do you say this, buttonholes that are pretty close together, so there's not a lot of gaping. So I'm doing them, I think the button band is garter stitch, so like every 6 ridges or so I'm doing a buttonhole. They're a little bit messy, so I'm going to have to go back and tidy them up later. And then I might attempt to do the grosgrain ribbon technique on the button band just to stabilize it. But anyway, this is a really good knit. It's pretty quick when I actually work on it. So it has been sitting down for a little bit while I finish some other stuff. And I'm using size 9 needles and carrying it around, i.e. to work, in this cute little project bag I got from Girl Cave Bags, and it's called the Crazy Zebra Bag, or Zebra for the US Americans. I mean, I'm technically American, but I say zebra. I mean, I say zebra, not zebra. And apparently I can't talk at 9 o'clock in the morning either, because I thought maybe my craziness was due to the fact that I was recording at 9 or 10 p.m. at night, but apparently I just can't keep my thoughts straight at any time of day. So I apologize for being all over the place today. What else am I working on? So I also have... hang on, let me finish talking about my Rhinebeck sweater. So I want to obviously have it finished for Rhinebeck. Once I run out of this ball, I'm actually going to be a good girl and start the sleeves, because the sleeves are always what gets me at the end of the day. I get really bored knitting the sleeves, and so that's what takes a sweater forever to be done. So I have a ball of yarn separated into two for the sleeves, and they will be, hopefully I'll get through this ball today because there's not too much left on this. So I'm hoping that I'll finish this today and get started on the sleeves this evening, if I continue to knit on it all day. The other thing that I'm actively working on is my Maile baby cardigan. That is Maille. And I did not write down who it was from, but you can find it in the book What to Knit When You're Expecting. But it's also a free pattern on Ravelry that's one size. I think it's a 3-month size. And then the book has additional sizes. This is going to be a gift for a friend of mine that I met while I was going to college. She just had a little girl a couple of months ago, so I'm knitting the 3 to 6 month size. I figure that'll get her through the winter. So, and I'm using Unwind Yarn Company's Journey Sock Base in the Love Notes colorway, which is really pretty. I got 4 skeins of that, and this is probably going to use maybe 1 skein, if that. This is worked from the bottom up, and then you knit the sleeves flat. So I've done all that, and I joined the sleeves to the body, so that's where I am with that. And it shouldn't take me too long to get through that. And of course, I still have all the other projects on the needles that just are sitting there being ignored, because I don't want to knit on them right now. And then all I want to do is cast on for new projects instead, which I feel like seems pretty typical of me these days. So let's talk about what I have finished. First up, I have finished my Aiku shawl by Rita Korhonen, just in time for the Yarniacs Colors of Fall knit along. So I got that in, I took photos and styled it and posted it to the Rav board. So I used Socks That Rocks medium weight in the Eggplanted colorway on size 4 needles. And I don't know if you remember, I think it was last episode, I said, you know, I think I'm going to have plenty of yarn left, because all these other people on Ravelry talking about running out of yarn, you know, they're just crazy. Well, I take that back. I almost did run out of yarn. I played yarn chicken, and I ended up with a walnut size ball of yarn left, so I really cut it close. So, obviously, I should watch what I say in the future, because I don't really want to play yarn chicken too many times. So that was my Aiku shawl by Rita Korhonen, and it was a very simple knit. You know, it's just stockinette stitch and garter stitch with the usual shawl increases, and then a lacy, lacy border. And I apologize, I'm saying a lot, and I try to edit some of it out, and I'm working on not saying it, but it happens. The other thing I finished was a pair of socks for Emmett using the Rye, R-Y-E, socks pattern by Tin Can Knits, which is free. And I sort of knit in between the baby and the toddler size socks using some Miss Babs Yowza in Nightlights, which is left over from my Brickless. I just really wanted an instant gratification knit, and these literally took like 4 hours. I didn't knit them all at once. I knit a couple hours on a Saturday and a couple hours on a Sunday. And then he actually wanted to wear them, which was super cute, because I had to try them on him, so I put his foot in them on the needle still, which I think there's a photo on Ravelry of that. And then, yeah, he wanted to put them on after I finished with them. I need to get some, like, puffy paint or something to put grippies on the bottom, though, because he's otherwise going to go face first, because he just wants to run everywhere. And he actually did hurt himself the other day. He went face first walking from the grass outside onto the concrete, and I guess it's a little bit uneven, and he just splat face first, cut his lip open. He was fine afterwards. I think I took a little bit more time to recover, because it's the first time he's actually drawn blood for anything. So, but such is the life. He just wants to run everywhere. But anyway, those are the two things I've knit. I was hoping that I would have my baby cardigan knit and finished, but I just didn't get a chance to work on it and get around to getting it finished. So what about up next? Of course, as usual, still a ton of things I want to knit. The Imagine When shawl is this close to being cast on. I had the yarn picked out, I think I talked about it in the last episode, and I cast on, I took it to work with me, because I have a 45-minute lunch break, so I eat my sandwich and then knit for the rest of the time and listen to podcasts. Well, my yarn pattern pairing, it wasn't the right one. So the yarn is a little bit splitty, or the yarn I was planning to use is a little bit splitty. And I don't think it's going to work for that pattern. So I've got another yarn picked out, and today it's going to get wound up. It's actually on my to-do list. I wrote out a little to-do list today, and on it is wind yarn. I feel like if you don't make time for these things, they don't get done. So, the Imagine When shawl by Hohe Locatelli is going to get cast on this week, probably during my lunch break again. So we'll have take two. And I'm going to use some Mad Tosh sock that I have in my stash for that. And the other thing, I've got four things that I'm planning on hopefully casting on soon. Socks on a Plane by Laura Linneman, using Mustang Sally colorway of Socks at Rocks, is what I finally picked for the socks for my niece. And they're toe up, and that's a free pattern. So I have that wound up and ready to go, and the needle separated. Also, another pattern by Hohe Locatelli, Japan Sleeves. I saw this and I fell in love with this pattern. So I'm going to use Western Sky Knits Single Ply in the Oats colorway and Mad Tosh Merino Light in the Fragrant colorway. And if you look at the pattern, there's some lace detailing on the sleeve. So that is going to be in the Fragrant colorway. And then it's stripy, and I've already bought the pattern, printed it out, just have to wind the yarn. Unfortunately, my Mad Tosh is in a crazy pile of mess, so that has to be hand wound this weekend. Maybe while I catch up watching Outlander, I will wind that. And then I have two small projects also. My office gets really cold, and one of my co-workers borrowed a pair of mitts that I had the other day that actually a friend knit for me. I didn't make them. And her birthday is coming up in October. So I picked out some yarn for her yesterday when I went to the Fiber Festival. And I'm going to knit her a pair of fingerless mitts so that she can wear them in the office if her hands get cold or wherever she wants. And she told me her favorite color was yellow. So I picked that yarn out yesterday. And I haven't known her very long, pretty much since I started in the office in July, but she was probably the most welcoming person there. And that's not to say that the other people are mean or terrible, but she was just very friendly and made me feel very welcome. And, you know, if you make one friend, you're pretty much set, and she was my one friend. So, yeah, so I think she'll be appreciative of those. And I asked her what color she wanted, and she knows they're coming, so it's not a surprise. Except she probably doesn't know she's going to get them for her birthday. And then, while I was looking for something else the other day, I saw a cute little pattern in the Knitting for Peace book called the Swell Ski Cap. Excuse me. So I'm going to make that for Emmett using some leftover Mad Tosh that I have. Super cute. I was actually looking for the barn raising square blanket pattern. I thought it was in that book, and I was wrong. Because I have an ambitious project that I'm going to talk about in the next episode or two. So that is what's up next, which is a lot. Hopefully some of these smaller projects will help with my instant gratification. Because sometimes it's just so nice to finish something and you feel so accomplished. And it was mentioned yesterday at the Fiber Festival, I guess that I'm more of a product knitter, and I am. I like to have the finished objects. And if I learn a new skill along the way, that's great. But I really do. I don't knit super complicated things because I want the experience to knit that in general. I like new techniques, but I don't always care for the for that stuff, so yeah, I like to have my finished objects. Who doesn't? Who doesn't want cozy knits? So up next, let's talk about events and cows. So I'll talk about one that I just went to. So yesterday, I took Emmett to the Shenandoah Valley Fiber Festival in Berryville, Virginia, and I met up with my friend Michelle, who is Tranquil Cottage Knits on Ravelry and Twitter, and she has a blog too, which I think is tranquilcottageknits.weebly.com, but I'll link to that in the show notes. So we met up for some yarny goodness and some animals, which is why I took Emmett, because he's at that age where I feel like he would enjoy those animals. And he was pretty good, considering. He's very patient for the most part. And, yeah, it could have been worse, I guess, but it was good. He'd had a nap in the car, and even though he was a little tired while we were there, he still stuck it out for Mama. So, what did I get while I was there? Well, I didn't actually buy that much. I went with a goal, and I got what I was looking for. As I said before, I was looking for some yarn for my co-worker's mitts, so I picked up a skein of Superwash Merino from Worsted Weight from Unplanned Peacock Studios. And I got this in a colorway called Sun, because my friend told me her favorite color was yellow. And I didn't have any yellow in my stash. It's not a color that I buy a lot of. I think I have some mustardy yellow in Malabrigo, but I was, when she said yellow, I was thinking bright. She showed me a pair of shoes that she liked once that were yellow, and they were bright. So I was like, Sun. It has to be like the sun. And that was perfect. So it's about 200, it's 200 plus yards, so there's plenty for adult-sized mitts in there. And if I split it up into two balls, I can probably use all of it and just make, like, the arm bit a bit longer once I figure out what pattern I'm going to use. So I picked up that. I picked up some buttons, some, you know, pins with cute little knitting sayings on them, which I'll talk about in a minute. And I also got myself a Lolo bar, a little one, to try out. I got a sample sent to me with a bag that I bought at Etsy, and I can't find the sample. I tried it, and I know I really like it, and I put it somewhere, which such is my life in this house, because that seems to be what happens. And so I bought some yesterday for me, so I'm going to bust that open later today. The buttons, unfortunately, I left with my friend Michelle, and they were going to be part of the prize, so I have to get those back from her. So the other event that I will be going to in less than a month, super excited, is Rhinebeck, which is or Dutchess County Sheep and Wool, October 18th, 19th in Rhinebeck, New York. I'm going to road trip with a friend of mine, and it's our first time going, and I think we've pretty much got our strategy set. We want to go to mostly the same vendors, so I don't think there'll be any, no, let's go here, no, let's go here first. I think we're on the same page, so it's really exciting. I'm looking forward to that. And that's the only events that I have coming up. I was going to go to another fiber festival next weekend, but I think I'm going to give it a miss. I'm going to have the baby, so I don't know. It's yesterday was fun, but I think it was doubly exhausting because I had my toddler. So, and it was really warm. I'm sorry, it's late September. We've been having really lovely fall-like weather. And then yesterday, it was like 80 degrees. It was chilly in the morning, and I almost wore a shawl, or I did take a shawl with me. But when I got out of the car, I was like, oh, it's a little bit warm in the sun. And then I was standing there waiting for my friend to show up, and it was a little chilly in the shade, so I was, you know, I couldn't make up my mind, should I go back and get the shawl? In the end, I didn't, and I'm glad I didn't, because it was hot. And I saw a lot of people wearing some hand knits that were beautiful, but I even saw some hand knit sweaters being worn later in the day, and I was just like, how are you not sweating to death? It's pretty, but I just can't sweat. So hopefully, Rhinebeck will be a lovely fall day for me, so I can wear this sweater. And my friend can wear her sweater. And I just finished, for knit-alongs, I just finished the Colors of Fall knit-along by the Yarniacs. I am in the Hohe Locatelli Fall knit-along, But I technically haven't started that because I haven't cast on for my Imagine Windshore. So when that gets cast on, boom, I'm in that knit-along. And then I'm also going to sort of do the Project Sweater Chest, which isn't an official knit-along, but Susan B. Anderson wrote a blog post about how she wanted to have, you know, a lovely set of cardigans and sweaters that she could just pull out and she would always go to. You know, those go-to sweaters and things. And so she wrote this blog post, which I will link to in the show notes. And honestly, I really don't have a lot of hand-knit sweaters. I have a lot of hand-knit socks. I have a ton of shawls now, because apparently I just dove full force into shawl knitting. And that probably goes back to a little bit of instant gratification, because while you don't finish those things in a couple of hours, they don't really take that long. I can finish a shawl in a week if I knit on it every day. So, yeah, I don't have a lot of sweaters. I have two, and I have a third one, which isn't really a sweater. It's my Good Ale. I made that before I got pregnant, so I don't think it even fits anymore. So it might be gifted to somebody, because it's still in good shape. And I pulled it out the other day, and it was lovely. So I really don't have a lot of sweaters. I've knit a bunch of stuff for other people, but not for me. So I think this year is going to be the year of the sweater. And I made a tab on my queue, which I copied from Laura of the Knit Girls, or Lala, on Ravelry. I copied her because she did the same thing. And I saw it, and I did it after watching their latest episode. So I've set up, obviously I'm probably not going to knit all those sweaters in a year, but I'm going to try. And also, actually, I think I've finally found a cedar chest that's reasonable price, so I'm going to get that this week, hopefully. It's down near my work, so I could probably pick it up on the way home. Except I think they're only open till 5, so we'll figure it out. So that is what I am doing. So let's talk about... you know what? I totally skipped over the fact that the Shenandoah Fiber Festival, I also bought 2 skeins of Neighborhood Fiber Company Studio Worsted. Always visit her booth. And usually I can get her yarn from Fiber Space, but this is a good opportunity. She had a ton of yarn there. Or as she said, she didn't have the silk because it's pretty dirty and she didn't want it to fall on the floor. Not the silk. The silk isn't dirty. The floor is dirty, so she didn't want the silk yarn to fall on the floor. Because, you know, sometimes you accidentally knock things off. So it was funny because I let Emmett sort of squish some yarn yesterday, and it was so cute. He would gently squish the yarn, and if it wasn't quite what he liked, he would just sort of touch it real quick. So while we're in Karita's booth, we squished some yarn, but then he kept just standing in front of some of the kits for the Alba cows, and he was babbling along. I don't know what he was talking about. So he had an opinion about which yarn he liked best, I guess. And he really liked the blues. So I picked up a skein of... I picked up 2 skeins of Neighborhood Fiber Studio Worsted. One was in... I think it's called Washington Circle. And I can't remember the other colorway. But one's a blue. And one is sort of a neutral gray kind of oatmeal color. So it's going to be a sweater for him. It was in the Neighborhood Fiber Company bag, and I'll probably post a photo on the blog. He would not let that bag go. He carried it, he held it in the stroller for the rest of the time that we were there. And then when I got in the car, he was adamant, i.e. screaming, that he wanted that bag. So I got him strapped in, and he had that bag all the way home, which was like an hour and 40 minutes, at least. And then when we got home, he wouldn't let it go either. I think it was the strings of the bag that he liked the most, but it was super cute to think that he was attached to the yarn inside. So, yeah, that's going to be a sweater for him, so I'm going to have to stalk, and maybe that'll be in a segment of Up Next. Or I could wind the yarn today and cast on something, but it's probably not going to happen. I think I might have an idea. I was going to knit Chill Chaser, but I'm not sure about that now, so we'll see. So that is all I have for events and knit-alongs. So my contest is still running. So I picked up some buttons and a Lolo bar to add to the little prize pack for my contest. So just go to the Ravelry group, and if you haven't already, tell me about your Fiber Festival experiences. Even if you haven't had any, tell me about that. I can't remember how long after I started seriously knitting that I went to Maryland Sheep and Wool. And I went quite regularly every year for that. And the last couple of years I haven't gone. So maybe next year I'll go again. But I just, you know, just tell me what's, you know, what you've been to, what you would love to go to. And I'll talk in another episode about something else I signed up for, which is a big deal that doesn't happen till next year. So go ahead and do that, and you have to be a member of the group to enter. You do not have to live in the United States. I will send this overseas. I will do a random number generator to pick the winner. So far, I think there's like 10 people, and I have a group, the members of the group, I have like 37 members. So I'm close to 40. So go ahead and do that, and I will lock the thread on October 9th, and I will announce the winner in the next podcast, which will be October 10th. I'm recording, I think, a little bit early because Emma and I are going to Colorado Springs on October 11th for a week. And then I have Rhinebeck, so that way I can record that and pick the winner, and then I'll go to Rhinebeck, and then we can talk about Rhinebeck when I get back. So that is the contest, and I will post a little thing on Instagram to remind people to do that. And then what else? So I want to talk about finally some stuff I've been reading. Currently on the nightstand is a book called The Orphan Train by Christina Baker Klein. And I'm maybe on Monday, there's a book group in my area that I'm going to attempt to go to on Wednesday. It's Wednesday night. I also have to bake brownies that night, so it might be a late night for me. But anyway, this book is called The Orphan Train. This is a review, but I'm going to read it to you anyway. It says, Christine Baker Klein's latest wonder, Orphan Train, makes for compulsive reading. This is a story of resilience in the face of tremendous odds and oppressive loneliness. Meticulously researched and yet full of the breadth of life, Klein's novel takes us on a historical journey where survival depends on one's own steely backbone and the miracle of a large and generous heart. So this is about two main characters, and there's Molly, who is in foster care in present day, and she comes across Vivian, who was an orphan and is now very old. So I don't want to give it away, and actually I can't really give it away, I'm only halfway through. But it's basically about the things that they've gone through. And it is a compelling read. This review was spot on. It's very easy to read, and I want to just keep reading it, and it goes back and forth between present day and Vivian's past. And I have to finish it by Wednesday, so I'm almost exactly halfway through, and I really like this book. And apparently that review makes it sound like she has other books, so let me read a little bit of inside. It says, between 1854 and 1929, so-called orphan trains ran regularly from the cities of the East Coast to the farmlands of the Midwest, carrying thousands of abandoned children whose fates would be determined by pure luck. Would they be adopted by a kind and loving family, or would they face childhood and adolescence of hard labor and servitude? As a young Irish immigrant, Vivian Daly was one such child, sent by rail from New York City to an uncertain future in a world away. 17-year-old Molly knows that a community service position helping an elderly widow clean out her attic is the only thing keeping her out of juvenile hall. A Penobscot Indian who has spent her youth in and out of foster homes, Molly is also an outsider being raised by strangers, and she too has unanswered questions about the past. Moving between contemporary Maine and Depression-era Minnesota, Orphan Train is a powerful tale of upheaval and resilience, second chances, and unexpected friendship. And I think it's all that. It's really good. So, give it a go. I sort of, in quotation marks, finished listening to an audiobook called Dear Fatty, Fatty, F-A-T-T-Y, by Dawn French. And I say finish in quotation marks because I didn't actually finish. I found it boring. Towards the end, I was just bored. And I think this is probably a prime example of expecting something to be funny because the person is funny. I really love Dawn French. She's hilarious. Vicar of Dibley is one of my favorite shows. But obviously she had a life before she became the super famous comedian. And it wasn't always good. And so most of the book, the first half of the book, I found interesting and funny and, you know, a little heartbreaking in some places. She does not narrate this herself, but whoever does narrate it is very close to sounding like Dawn French. So towards the end, like the last chapter where I finally finished, just gave up, she was talking about, you know, this tour that she was on, but she was like listing every person and just, I don't know, it started to get just sort of like monotonous. So I stopped because I don't have the time, and I'm a firm believer in if you don't really like something, you just stop it. After you've given it a good try, of course. So that was Dear Fatty by Dawn French, and maybe other people would enjoy it more. Or maybe if I was reading it versus listening to it, I might enjoy it more. I'm not really sure. What do you guys think? Have you ever experienced this with a biography or autobiography of somebody who, you know, you have a version of them in your brain because they're famous or well-known, and then it doesn't turn out that way? Or, I don't know, just something about the way the book's written that you just end up not enjoying. And also, do you have a different experience, or do you think you would experience books differently if you listen to them versus reading them? I don't actually listen to a lot of fiction books. Most of my Audible library, or the things I've gotten off Audible, are non-fiction, because I prefer to read a fiction book, whether it be on a Kindle or an actual hard copy book. Anyway, so I love to hear your thoughts about that in the episode thread. And I think that's it for today. I'm going to go enjoy the rest of my me day. You can, again, find me as Westerly Whimsies on Ravelry and in the Wrapped in Wool group on Ravelry. I'm Westerly Whimsy without the E on Twitter and Wrapped in Wool on Instagram. And show notes can be found at wrappedinwool.weebly.com. I'll talk to you soon and enjoy the rest of your day.